come to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you back once again this week. I would like to get started in chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. You know, each week we talk about and we remind ourselves what we are to keep in memory, what we are to stand in, what we are to trust in. Because when we do, we see the power of God. We see salvation work in our lives for all we have need of. And that thing that we trust in, that thing that we stand in, that we hold fast to, is the gospel. So I want to begin by looking at that in chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Look at 3. Here's what was delivered. Here's what was preached. Here is what the gospel is. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And Romans 1, verse 16, let's look at that. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. So what we just talked about, that death, burial, and resurrection, I'm not afraid to trust in it. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That gospel is the power of God unto our salvation. When we have things that happen in our life, do you know we need salvation for that? No matter how little it is, no matter how big it is, no matter what it is in our lives, we need salvation. That's part of what we have the opportunity when we believe the gospel to obtain. That's what comes with believing the gospel, salvation. Do you know one of the ways that we can receive that salvation, something we're instructed to do? I want us to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Now look at this. These are instructions for what we are told to do. And it's also something that is the will of God for your life and my life. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks. That means that when the car breaks down, we give thanks. That means when we don't have any money, we give thanks. That means if we have something physical happen to us, we give thanks. Something we consider bad in our lives, we give thanks. Do you know giving thanks is believing the gospel? Giving thanks is going to bring salvation. That's part of the instructions we are given. In everything, give thanks. Do you know, that can be trying of our faith. I have been there where it seems like that's the last thing you want to do. And you know, I've shared this before, but it has ministered greatly to me. And that was probably the first time I really got a hold of giving thanks. no matter what the situation. But years ago, I was walking through the front door. We had a hallway that was into the front door, and I stumped my toe. And I stumped it so hard that I was scared to look down at it because the pain was so intense that I didn't know if I had cut it and it was bleeding, if the nail was torn off, or what it might look like. And I did not want to look down at that toe. And it hurt. I was on my way to ranting and raving, and who knows what was going to come out of my mouth. And maybe something did come out of it. Because that really was my first reaction. That's our first reaction when something happens or something's not going our way. And my husband very calmly said to me, "Why don't you try giving thanks?" And you know what? That got my attention. And I began saying, "Thank you, Jesus. I give thanks. I thank you, Jesus." Oh, I was still in pain and I was holding my toe. But I started giving thanks and I started blessing the Lord. And you know what? I started getting some salvation because my heart started being on the things of God. My heart started being on that name of Jesus and not on the situation, not on how much pain I was in. That started pushing that pain off. That believing, that holding fast to, that keeping that gospel in memory by giving thanks, by calling on that name of Jesus, started settling things down. From that point on, that ministered so much to me that when things came up, sometimes when people come to me with things, they have something going on, my first response is, "Well, thank God." And it's not counting what they're going through, disregarding it, but that's what comes out of my heart now, thanking God. Because I know it says in 18, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us." Let's look at Psalm 100, verse 4. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." This is talking about the Lord. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. That's the very first thing he says you're going to have to do to get into those gates, with thanksgiving. You know, when I hit that toe and I started giving thanks, I was endeavoring right then to get into those courts. I needed some salvation from the Lord. And into his courts with praise, praising God, worshiping God. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. I told you when I hit that toe what I was doing. And even now when things happen, giving thanks, blessing the Lord, calling on the name of Jesus, whatever it is, keeping that name and that gospel in your heart and that being the first thing you go to. It says, "Be thankful unto him and bless his name." Well, look at 103, verse 1. And it said, we just read, to bless his name. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name." Do you see? That goes right along with 100. Bless his name. Look what happens in verse 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Telling your soul to bless the Lord. Do you know your soul doesn't want to do anything? Your soul wants to be lazy, just like mine wants to be lazy. And I have to command my soul to bless the Lord. I have to command my soul to pray. Verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Look what are all the benefits. Look what we receive when we're blessing the Lord, when we're giving thanks, when we're entering to those gates with thanksgiving. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Like we read when we started out, that is the will of God concerning us, giving thanks. And we read blessing his holy name, blessing his holy name, forgetting not those benefits that come with blessing the Lord, forgetting not those benefits that come when we believe the gospel. Do you know that that is part of what we are to do? And you know, if we don't do that, let's look at that. Let's look at Psalm 109:17. You know, I was reading one day when I saw this, and I'll just tell you, it ministered to me. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. You know, that is a scary verse. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. Cursing, let it come unto him. And as he delighted not in blessing, because he couldn't bless, so let it be far from him. You know what? I need blessing. I need those benefits from the Lord. I need that salvation from the Lord. So you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be giving thanks coming out of my mouth. I'm going to be blessing the Lord coming out of my mouth. I need all the mercy Misty can get. Look at Romans 1 verse 21. Look at what this says. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Do you see what that says? They weren't thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You know, it is important that we give thanks, no matter the situation, no matter what it looks like, no matter how bad we think things are. Giving thanks, because like I said, when we're giving thanks, it said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his courts with praise. You know, that is part of believing, because where are you running to? You're running to the Lord. You're calling on the name of Jesus. And what happens when you do that? Salvation comes. What happens when you believe that gospel that we read in Romans 1:16? That gospel is the power of God, and salvation comes to those that believe. I would like to share this next song with you called Grace to the Humble. And it is by the Brown Brothers, Philip, David, and Daniel Brown. And I encourage you, when those things happen, when those things that you cannot control come up in your life, humble yourself and give thanks. Humble yourself and bless the Lord and receive that salvation and receive those benefits and receive those things that come through believing the gospel.
I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? Like a humble spirit, be set free. I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me? like a humble spirit, be set free. Can't you see your life is not your own? Come release your burdens at the foot of my throne. Walk with me in the spirit in the cool of the day. When this life is over, child, I'll take you away. I give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me like a humble spirit? Be set free. Turn from all your busyness and strife. You thought I was in labor, but I want your life. Give that precious something that you hold within your hands. Let me search your heart now. Tell me, don't you understand? Give grace to the humble when they call. I give leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me like a humble spirit be set free? Can't you see your life is not your own? Come release your burdens at the foot of my throne. Walk with me in the spirit in the cool of the day. When this life is over, child, I'll take you away. I give grace to the humble when they call. I give a leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me like a humble spirit be set free? I give grace to the humble when they call. I give a leanness to the prideful soul, living to them all. As the days are passing, will the prideful look to me like a humble spirit be set free?
I would like to share a testimony with you. And it has been such a blessing to have walked through this with a friend of mine. I had a friend that I'd known for many years. Actually, when the tornado that came through in Joplin a few years ago, she was in that. There were already some situations going on in her life, and I'll just tell you, it was not a good place where she was at. And then the tornado comes, and it's like it went from bad to worse. Everything that she knew had changed. And when that tornado happened, even any little bit that she had left changed in a moment. And you don't think that there was an opportunity to get mad and to turn away from the Lord, or there was an opportunity to give thanks and keep blessing the Lord. That's what she chose to do. She chose to keep blessing the Lord. She chose to keep believing all she knew how. Her and I were talking one day, and she was having to make some tough decisions. And I'll tell you, she was by herself. There was no one there to take care of her. No one but the Lord Jesus. And going through the things she was having to go through. Well, I was living in Oklahoma. She was living in Missouri. She was trying to work out what God was directing her to do. And she believed that God was directing her to move. She was going to have to find a new place to live. She didn't have a job because the store had been hit. She was making good money. Now, what does that mean? Everything that could have gone against her, it did not look good. But like I said, she kept giving thanks. And when I was involved, I was right there with her, believing along with her, and we were giving thanks and we were blessing the Lord. And she came one day and we were together and we were driving around and praying and blessing the Lord and giving thanks. And I'm going to tell you, it seemed like every little door we thought that was going to open, that we were going to, oh, here's going to be a job, or oh, here's going to be a place to live or whatever, it was like the door would shut in our face. But you know what? We kept giving thanks. I kept saying, I don't know what else to do other than believe God. That's all I know to do. And you know what? That's all I knew to do. I didn't have all these answers for her. I didn't have all these words to tell her. The only thing I knew was to just keep thanking God, keep blessing the Lord, keep thanking God for the situation we were in. And I included myself with her because I was with her and us believing together that God would open something up. And that's what we kept doing, believing the gospel. You know what? We thought there was going to be a job for her. And there was. But you know what? It wasn't the pay that she was making. And we walked out of that store, and I said something to her about, you may have to humble yourself. You know, I wanted her to make the kind of money she was making. But I also knew she may be giving an opportunity to keep giving thanks, to let God walk her through this so that God could be glorified in all this. And that ended up happening. She took that job. She humbled herself, believing it was God, although she was not making the kind of money she was making. And when she humbled herself and trusted God, it wasn't very long before her money started going up, going up, going up, going up. And she knew God had done that for her. And you know, there was an apartment that she believed was right. And we went to the person, and it wasn't available. A nice apartment. It had just gotten all the new furnishings in it, the new carpet, the new appliance things that went in there, and it wasn't available. And that was the one she wanted. Whatever she had to do, if she had to take something else, okay. But she kept giving thanks, and she kept believing all she knew how. I couldn't change the situation, and I knew she couldn't change the situation. And there was not a single human being that could change her situation. There was not a single human being that could get her out of this mess that had happened and this tornado that had destroyed everything. I watched God move on her behalf and open up that job. And like I said, her money started going right back up to where it was. And that apartment, she got a call. The people that were going to take the apartment at the last minute changed their mind. And they called her and they said, that apartment you wanted is available. Do you still want it? And she said, yes. Just like that, God began to change things. And I'm telling you, it wasn't immediately. But we had to keep believing. We couldn't look at all the disappointments that, nope, we don't have this. Nope, we don't have this. Nope, this isn't available. We couldn't look at all that. All we could do was trust the Lord Jesus and believe on the Lord Jesus. Believe that gospel and expect Him to change our situation. She needed salvation. Oh, she needed salvation. And you know what? Salvation came. And that's the Lord Jesus that we can serve. That's the Father in heaven that we can serve. We can give thanks and we can bless the Lord. This last song I would like to share with you is called It Is Well. And I encourage you to listen to the words and let it minister to you. It's a beautiful song. And it says, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Here are the My Girls, and I will be back. Well, thank you for joining me today. And I encourage you to keep believing, to keep blessing the Lord, even when it looks hard, even when it feels hard. Blessing the Lord, giving thanks. And until next time, God bless. Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. You may email me at MistyReeseWaterOfLife@gmail.com. That's MistyReese, WaterOfLife@gmail.com. Or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086.